Good Devach, Shavua Tov. This is Rabbi Eitan Toker, Brooklyn, New York. There is a fascinating little statement printed in your Chumashim, I assume in most of Chumashim, in the middle of the Sedra that we read this morning. And it says, by the Pasuk of Darosh Darash Moshe, that this represents 50%, half of all the words in the Torah. Yeah, half of all the words in the Torah. There's just, and this is based on a Maseches Ofrim, as well as a Gemara Maseches Kiddushin. The only problem with this statement, that Chatzi HaTorah B'Tevos, Darash Miko V'Darosh Miko, the only problem with that statement is that it's not actually true. Now, I haven't done the math, but some people who did point out that there's 79,980 words in the Torah. The middle of the Torah, therefore, would be 39,999, and Darosh is 40,921. So it's about 1,000 words off from the center of the Torah. So what does it mean when Chazal say that Darosh Darash Moshe, that those words, Darosh Darash, is Chatzi HaTorah B'Tevos, half of the entire words of the Sefer Torah, half before, half after. So, not the first to notice this anomaly, and many have attempted to resolve this quandary. Sefer Avos Torah by Pinchas Zalman Segal suggests that when Chazal point out that it's a Chatzi Tevos B'Torah, doesn't mean half of all the words in the Torah. It means half of the words that are themselves doubled. You know, when it says Yatzo Yatza, when it says Avram, Avraham, when it says words that themselves are doubled. So this is where it's half of all of them. Half of them. So whether it's Yatza Yatza, Taraf Taraf, Darosh Darash, Yitzchak Yitzchak, Noach Noach, you find them, add them all up, and there are 90 of them. So this would make it in the middle. Darosh Darash would be in the middle. Okay, very fine. So when it says Chatzita Torah B'Tevos, doesn't mean all the psukim in the Torah, all the tevos, all the words in the Torah. It just means the words that themselves are doubled up. But this just kicks the question down the road a little bit, and now you have to ask the question, if that is indeed so. So what's the mashmos hadavar? What is the meaning of this notation? What's the point of telling us this? And what is the point if it's not even the middle of the Torah? Okay, so it's the middle of all the Torah, of the double words. So perhaps one could suggest, and this is based on Degel Machane Ephraim, who writes, that perhaps you can suggest that when it comes to double words, often, not always, but often when words are doubled in the Torah, it's there for emphasis, to emphasize and stress a point. So if that's the case, what is the point that is being stressed here? In other words, Darash Darash is the middle of all the doubled words in the Torah. Double words are generally emphasis and stress. So if this is the center, if this is the middle of all of those, it's like sort of saying this is a really, really important one because it's, you know, it's the guts of it. It's the kishkas of it. So what's the point that's being emphasized here? On one level, Degel Machane Ephraim writes that when you look at Chatzi Tevos B'Torah, it's not half as in half, 50%. It means it's the center. So what's the difference between the half and the center? Isn't the center the half, the midpoint? So not really. If I tell you that you only got half the story, am I telling you that you only understood or you only heard 50% of the story? It's an expression. It's an idiom. It means that you didn't chop the whole thing. So Degel Machane Ephraim writes that there are two parts of Torah, Torah Shebichtav and Torah Shebaal Peh. Darosh, Darash, means Darosh is Torah Shebichtav. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us to challenge us. And Darash is what we do, is what Klal Yisrael does, the interpretation, the Torah Sheba'al Peh. In the times of Chazal, it was taking the Torah and applying the Yud Gimel Midol Sha'atara Nidrashas Bahen, the 13 hermeneutic principles, in order to achieve mastery and understanding and application of the ethos, the ethics, and the law of the Torah. So without Torah Sheba'al Peh, you only have half the Torah. Now, does it mean you have 50% of the Torah? No, but it means you are missing the essential guts, the center of the Torah. Because without it, you have a bare minimum. Chazal tell us what the words of the Torah mean in all of its facets. Taken on another level, Darosh Darash means, Darosh means to inquire or to investigate. And the notion of Talmud Torah as a centerpiece of what it means to be an observant and authentic Jew means it has to begin with inquiry. And it's a lifelong inquiry. It's darash, darash. It's continuous and it's consistent. And it requires continuous and consistent investment. So if darash, darash is a symbol of Torah Shebichtav and Torah Shebaal Peh, And put that together with the notion that a person has to consistently partner and engage in the process, whether it was in the times of Chazal, where Mamish there was an interpretive process going on, or even Bizmanenu, where we are not necessarily interpreting the law or the psukim in a legal jurisprudence or definitive way, but we are engaged in the process of partnering with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the creation of Torah. That is to say that there is a chatzi. There is half a Torah without Torah Sheba'al Peh. And the other half that is provided is you, is me, the individual who is partnering and engaging in the enterprise of Talmud Torah. Without that, chatzi tevos. It's just half the story. And you provide the other half of the story. So in this sense, chatzi tevos, again, doesn't mean 50% of the words of the Torah before and 50% after, but it means the kishkas, the gut, the centerpiece, the essential quality of the Torah is this very point, which requires emphasis. Indeed, there were points in the history of Klal Yisrael where there were significant movements that rejected the notion of Torah Sheba'al Peh, whether it was the Tzedukim in the times of Chazal, or later on in history in the times of the Gaonim, the Karaim, the Karaites. In fact, we all know that every Shabbos, a good Jew has cholent. Now, you don't have to have cholent, but you have to have, there's a minhag to have hot food. Why do we have hot food or cholent, whatever it is? It is a testament to our loyalty and fidelity to Torah Sheba'al Peh. Because the Karaim said, Lo sevarish b'chol moshav seichem, you cannot burn a fire in your household. In other words, there cannot be any fire lit in your domain on Shabbos, whether it was lit beforehand or not. So in response to the challenge of the Karaim, Klal Yisrael developed a minhag to have hot food on Shabbos as a stick it in your eyes to the Karaim, or said more positively, to demonstrate our loyalty and fidelity to Dar Sheba'al Peh. Without that, it's chatzi tevos. You only have half the story. Maybe it's not even half. But there's one other layer here, which is not my own idea, but I'd like to share with you something that I saw, which I think is very, very powerful. And that is, look at the context of these psukim. Darash, darash, what's going on here? All right, these are two nice words in the middle of the parsha. What is the context? So the context, of course, is that Moshe Rabbeinu has come to Aaron and his sons to rebuke them for failing to eat the Karban Chatas, the seer of Rosh Chodesh, the Karban Chatas, on this day. What is this day? This is the day when Nadav and Avihu perished. Now, in this moment, before when Nadav and Avihu perished, before they are buried, so the surviving family members are called Onanim, an Onan. An Onan is an individual who is not yet a mourner, not yet an Avel, and yet still has certain responsibilities. And those responsibilities are to take care of the needs of the deceased. And as a consequence, somebody who's an Onan is pater mikol ha-mitzvos, is exempt from all positive mitzvos in the Torah. You don't say brachas, you don't daven, you don't put on tefillin, you don't do any of those things. Pater min ha-mitzvos. And you also don't need a karban chatos on such a day. So Moshe Rabbeinu comes to Aaron and his sons, and he says to them, why are you eating the karban chatos? And he's rebuking them. And they turn around and they say, but we have the status of an onan. We have the status of an onan. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, the Medrash realized that they were right. I mean, that's in the Pasuk. Bayitan, he realized that they were right. What Aaron said is correct. But the Medrash adds, he said, I forgot the low bosh, and he wasn't ashamed to say, you're right, I was wrong, I forgot. Low bosh. He had no shame to admit that he was wrong. So what's the pshat here? Darosh, darash Moshe. Darosh means from the lashon of drisha, that Moshe had a complaint, Moshe had a claim, a tviya on Aaron and his sons. Darash? Darash means the person who the claim is upon. Darosh, darash Moshe. First Moshe made a claim, made an accusation, critique and rebuke. But then after he heard what they said, darash, he took the place. He stood in the shoes of the individuals that he had just been rebuking. He heard their perspective. He understood their perspective. And that he turned around and changed his mind. And that is an extraordinary midah, to be able to see things from another, from the other's perspective. It is an extraordinary midah in terms, it is a necessary midah in terms of the enterprise of formal Torah study, because without the ability to see things from another's perspective, one cannot really master Torah. If I'm only bound by the limits of my own intellectual prowess, then I can only get so far. And when I make a mistake and I have somebody to correct me, I will not see their perspective and I will go on living in my mistake. So in terms of the formal enterprise of Torah study, absolutely necessary. But there's an even broader point here, maybe even a bigger point. And that is when it comes to human relations, the requirement to be able to see things from another person's perspective is absolutely critical. Because if I can see things from your perspective, then maybe, just maybe, I can be less condemnatory of you. If I can see things from your perspective, maybe I will be more generous rather than judgmental. This is what we call Ben Adam Lachavero. Darosh Darash Moshe. This is a double lashon. It's the center of all the double words in the Torah, meant to emphasize a very, very important point, that the center of all the Torah, not just the center of these doubled words, but the center of the entire Torah, chatzi tevos miko v'chatzi tevos miko, 50% of the Torah here, 50% of the Torah there, it means the essence of Torah, of what it means to be an Eved Hashem, is darosh darash. To have the midah of Ben Adam L'Chavero, to see things from another perspective, so that way I can have empathy and sympathy and be able to truly be a Baal Chesed. That is the kishkas of the Torah. And that's worth writing, Chatzi HaTorah Batevos, Darosh Miko V'Darash Miko. Because if we have that, then we have Kol HaTorah Kula. We have the ability, I should say, to master Torah Kol HaTorah Kula. But if we don't have Darosh Darash, if we don't have the ability of Ben Adam L'Chavero, then we don't even have half the Torah. The Ben Adam L'Chavero, the Ahavta L'Reacha Kamocha, rooted in this idea of being able to see things from another perspective, to be able to be compassionate and thoughtful, that is the foundation and basis of our Avodas Hashem. And for this, when Chazal say, Chatzi Tevos Shel Torah, this is not just a throwaway line which can be countered by a strict counting of the words of the Torah, but it's going to really to the essence of what the Torah is all about and how to be a successful master of the Torah itself, so that way the Torah can master us and we can live a more profound and meaningful existence as Ovdei Hashem. Agudvach, Shavua Tov to all.